T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our country is headed in. I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
It's 8:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just minutes away from a local business update. Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy. More business for a Wichita area community. We'll tell you who that is and what that might be. Now it's time for three big things. Terror attack in New York City. 8 people dead after a truck mows down victims along a bike path. This was not far from the World Trade Center site.
2.
Two-alarm fire burns a strip mall. This was at 21st and Woodlawn in northeast Wichita.
1.
One more baseball game for a second straight year. We'll have a final Game 7 of the World Series, Astros-Dodgers, tonight. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
A special enforcement by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office continues. It's going on this entire week. What they're actually looking for is a seat belt usage. Make sure you're buckled up out there this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Our weather forecast here as we move into the new month of November. Much warmer today. A high of 63 degrees as the skies clear off. Not as cool tonight either. A low down to 45 under a partly cloudy sky. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, a high 69 on Thursday. Then a little quick cool front comes through tomorrow afternoon. Right now in Wichita, partly cloudy, a breeze out of the south. It is 39 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 63. Your weather as we begin the month of November here. It's 8:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Even when the beautiful Great Smoky Mountains were bursting with their famous fall colors, they always look kind of dull to Lauren Van Loo. She's been colorblind her entire life. She has to just kind of imagine what colors are. Well, last week, she visited a Gatlinburg resort in Tennessee, looked through a special viewfinder. And for the first time, she was able to see yellows, oranges, and reds across the landscape. She especially liked the color red. She said, "It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. So that's red. It's just gorgeous. It's incredible." This colorblind viewfinder was installed atop the Ober-Gatlinburg Resort by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. It's one of 3 they have there in the state. How about that? Helping someone who is colorblind experience what actual color is for the first time in their life. Especially when you're looking at beautiful foliage like that, that must be an incredible revelation. An artist and a fashion designer planning to make clothing out of the water bottles that are piling up from the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint, Michigan. A conceptual artist has teamed up with a Detroit native and the Queens Museum in New York City. They're going to turn Flint's water bottles into raincoats, swimwear, and other clothing. The bottles collected from homes, community centers, other Flint locations will be sent to a company in North Carolina and then formed into thread and fabric. Those materials will then come back to Flint for seamstresses to put together. And eventually, you'll have clothing made out of all those throwaway water bottles they've been using in Flint, Michigan. Keeping things, I guess, as green as they can for now. After the summer of Rachel Maddow, Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity is now at the top of the cable news mountain. Of course, you don't have to go to TV to see Sean. You can listen to him every weekday between 2 and 5 o'clock right here on KNSS. So, and we know his ratings are great here on KNSS, and now his TV ratings are stupendous as well. His move to the 8 o'clock p.m. time slot paid really big dividends for the network. President Trump's biggest cable news backer, averaging more than 3 million viewers last month, topping Rachel Maddow's 2.5 million. Fox's Tucker Carlson had 2.8 million viewers in an earlier time slot. Now, when Bill O'Reilly was at Fox, there was no question he was the top person in cable television talk. But when he was let go in April following revelations of sexual harassment settlements, NBC's Rachel Maddow took over the title of the highest ratings in July, August, and September. But now that title taken away by Sean Hannity. He's got the most viewers now on the PM for the cable news. Sean Hannity. Like we said, listen to him every weekday right here between 2 and 5 o'clock on KNSS. It is 8:52 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Looks like we have some more business for a Wichita area community. Let's get the details from editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, construction work has started on a new plant in Mays, Kyoto Yushi USA. We'll try that again. Kyoto Yushi USA is building an 80,000 square foot facility in the Mays Industrial Park. It'll make grease for automotive uses. Craig Bay's overseeing construction. He says site and drainage work is being done, and ground-up construction should start in the next 45 days. The plant should be up and running in about a year. A legal practice is going to be part of the mixed-use Oak Creek Commercial Development in northeast Wichita. Slauson Commercial Properties sold the fourth of its five lots in that development to an entity called Oak Creek Law Office. An attorney at Hinkle Law Firm registered the name, but he's not saying who the law firm leaders are. The land is near 21st and Greenwich. And potential insured losses in Florida from Hurricane Irma have surpassed $5.5 billion. As of the end of last week, nearly 796,000 claims have been filed. Two-thirds of them are from homeowners. Hurricane Irma made landfall September 10th. Just over 28% of the claims in Florida have been paid out. 20% were closed without payments. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, good to see you yesterday. We were part of an esteemed luncheon group. Got together at a downtown Wichita eatery.
High-quality conversation with high-quality people.
Yeah, that's well put. We both had the hamburger. We both wolfed it down, so I assume it was good enough.
Had the old PhDs.
Pretty tasty. What does that stand for?
Pump House Deluxe.
Yep, that's what I thought. That's why you're the Dr. Bill Roy. You get things done.
I eat there every once in a while. Pump House Burgers, boy, they are good.
And Steve McIntosh joined us, the host of this program. Yep. He looked pretty happy and well-rested during his vacation.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He had his fancy fedora with him.
Uh-huh. Asked him if he wanted to come back to work the rest of the week, and he just turned and walked away laughing, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'll plan on being here the rest of the week, I guess.
You bet. See you Monday.
This is national. Now it's November, so we have all this new list of new months here. It's National Georgia Pecan Month.
Oh, okay.
Any thoughts on pecans?
I like pecans. I like a nice pecan pie every once in a while. For me, a little bit goes a long way, but I like a nice pecan pie.
And, of course, we grow some pecans right here in Kansas, especially in the southeast part of the state. We should get in on this. Why is Georgia getting all the publicity here?
Yeah, the southeast Kansas pecans.
National Fun with Fondue Month as well here in November.
Well, who doesn't like to have fun with fondue?
When my hippie parents were married in the 1960s, you know, fondue parties were a big deal. I think somebody gave them a fondue set for their wedding, and I think they hosted one fondue party with it probably about 52 or 53 years ago, and I don't think it's been used since.
Well, you have to have 20 or 30 of those little skewers whatever you got and then dip it in, yeah.
If I had only gotten in on the ground floor of the skewer industry.
Oh, man.
Oh, I tell you. Bill, thanks for joining us. That's editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal Local Business Update. Here as we begin National Fun with Fondue Month here on Wednesday, November 1st, right here, the KNSS Morning News. Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.